something that's strength inside of us to persist and to go forward. Well, I think there's something that's, you know, there's, I don't know what you call it, Aussie grit or whatever it is. But for Christians, there's something way deeper. We devote ourselves to God. We turn ourselves to God and we start to say, Lord, I need you to help me. And then we discover the help and the strength that comes from God alone so that we can do things. So this morning, I'm going to segue from there into reading you a piece of scripture. It's from Ephesians chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 14 to 21. And it's kind of a long prayer in a way. So it is a prayer. I'm going to actually unpack that in very short form and encourage you as we go forward. So let me read this, verse 14. Paul writes this. He says, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. That we might be rooted in love, strengthened by the Spirit, and filled with God himself. First thing I wanted to just, I'm going to try and do it really quick and then give us some space for us to land. What is the source of your devotion to your family or to your mum? What is it that actually keeps us on the common ground of pushing forward, keep going? What is it that makes a family a family? That the Creator God interwove his own DNA into his creation. And he put his DNA into every human being because he created humans in his own image. And so when we honor children or older people, or we look around the room and we see one another, we respect and honor each other because you are a creation made in the image of God. God so interwove himself into his creation that inside of us has all this capacity, potential to actually reflect and be like our Father. So in fact, we have a common heritage. We have the same Father. God's purpose in that was that we would be able to reflect who he is to one another. And so every human relationship, every single human relationship has the potential to reflect something of who our Father is and to reflect the divine nature of God to one another. That'll help you when you look at someone next to you next time. Lord, these people, these ones in this room, my family, my wife, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my neighbor, my enemy, are all interwoven, Lord, made by you with great value and great purpose. So how then do we pursue this? Well, Paul writes in this letter and he says to us, I'm going to pray for you. That's what he says when he says, I bow the knee before the Father. It's a phrase where it's like, now I'm going to pray for you. And this is what I'm going to pray for you, that you might have strength. And that's not the kind of strength that we get from gritting our teeth and trying harder. It's the kind of strength that comes from God himself coming to us to strengthen us in the inner man. I think that's the phrase, that's the way I read it. So that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being. So this is what God's purpose for you is this morning. And as I'm speaking, I want to actually ask you to join me with something, is that actually you exercise faith in what I'm telling you. This is the Word of God. So if the Word of God says he's praying that you should be strengthened by the Spirit in your inner being, that means this morning God's holding that out to you and saying, would you like to be strengthened with the power of God in your inner being? I would. And so the scripture goes on and it says, it's not just so that you may be strengthened. It's got a little phrase there. The phrase is so that you need strength by the power of the Holy Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. The promise that's in the scripture is that as we open our hearts to God, as we by faith receive the strength he gives us, as we turn to him and submit to him, that Christ comes and dwells in our hearts. Suddenly, the basis of your strength, the basis of your capacity to be the man or the woman or the young person that God has called you to be is not because you can do this, but because God will do it in you. So he wants to put his strength in you. He wants to put the power of his Holy Spirit in you so that Christ will come and dwell in your life. Which means every day, all times, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, Christ is in you. Now that is beyond our capacity to fully understand, I think. But isn't it awesome to think, as I know this, I've done this over 50 years ago when I prayed and said, Jesus, come into my life. I need you in me because I've got nothing to offer. And he took me at my word and he answered my prayer and he filled my life with his presence. Now there's days when I forget that he's there. There's moments when I don't trust him the way I should, but he's never left me. And the promise is for you this morning, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So this morning, your strength will come through the power of God at work in you, through his Spirit, deep in your inner being, so that Christ might dwell in you. You don't need more strength in a general way. You need Jesus in the center of your life. So Christ has come to dwell in us by the power of God, in our inner being, and will never leave us nor forsake us. But the soil in which that devotion and love grows is actually God's love for us. So we need to know that not only is Christ dwelling in us, he's dwelling in us because the Father loves us. He sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross for us so that we might be restored to the Father. When we've been separated, we are now drawn back together through the love of God to our Father and united with him. It's Christ's love that constrains us, that holds us, that keeps us, that strengthens us, that blesses us. His presence is there and his overwhelming love. He loved us before we loved him. He loved us before we were even born. He knows our purpose in the end, and he is busy at work in our lives. And so it says, as we go through that scripture that I read to you, the next little part of the verse says, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend and to know. So it's not just strength in your inner being. It's not strength for the sake of strength. It's strength to comprehend and know. To know God. To know the love of Christ. So that you might apprehend the height, depth, breadth, and length of the love of God towards you. That as you live with Christ in your heart, you suddenly start to see the fullness of what he's talking about. Being referenced as like all the fullness of Christ. Well, it comes to that here. It says, so that we should know the love of God that surpasses knowledge. That you might be filled up to all the fullness of God. That doesn't mean that suddenly all of God and his moral attributes and his great power suddenly infused into your body. I think you'd just explode if that happened. I would. But it says he is at work in us, constantly filling us, putting into us all that we need to reflect who he is, so that the fullness of God might be the manifestation of your life and mine. Now, as I say that, you're probably saying, yeah, I'm not there. Well, he's saying, I'm with you. And like Beanie pointed out, we are on a journey of growing and maturing and becoming more and more of what God wants us to be. We quoted Galatians, that little verse that says, till Christ be formed in you. Isn't that awesome? When I read that verse, I get the image of an anvil and a hot fire and a piece of steel and a hammer. And God is taking my life and he is putting me in the fire of his love. And he's heating me up till I'm bright red. And then he puts me on the anvil of his truth and he's shaping us. And he takes that hammer and he, in perfect love, shapes me to be what he wants me to be so that I can be useful in his hand. So if you're feeling a bit of fire and feeling a bit of heat, if you're feeling like you're getting hammered a little bit, rejoice, be glad, because nothing is happening in your life that God is not at work in, and he's not busy shaping and working in your life, so that you might be filled to all the fullness of God. So, this, I'll look at the clock, 11:14, 4 minutes. To all the fullness of God. Let's do it this way. Lord, thank you that right in the beginning, you've woven your DNA into me so that I can be your creation, made in your image to serve you and to love you. For the brokenness in our lives where our DNA strands have got entangled by sin and darkness and grief, Jesus comes to restore and heal. He comes right into our very being, takes up dwelling in our lives, so that we can be strengthened in the inner being, so that we might be filled to all the fullness of God. Why is that? Why would that be? It's for his glory. Because all along, he made us for himself. He made us for his glory. He made us to reflect who he is. How is this possible? Maybe you're sitting here saying, great preach, yeah, yeah. How is that going to happen? How does this actually land? Well, Paul writes the last two verses, or the last little section in this passage of Scripture. And he says this, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think according to the power that is at work within us. Oh, he is going to work in you more than you can ask or imagine, by the power that it belongs to him that is at work within us. And that is, and to him be glory in the church. Who is the church? You are. Individually, collectively, together. Not just this little group of people in this little room called whatever name we are, Coastlands. I know the name, by the way. But Coastlands, you know, my family, the Clark family, you know, your family. Not that, just that. We belong to a family under one God, one Father. We belong. Other Christians down the road in other communities who know God are our brothers and sisters across the world, wherever believers are, who call on the name of the Lord as their God, who by faith are filled with the same Spirit as we are. We are family. You are never alone, because God never leaves you. He dwells in you. But you're never alone, because in this world, there are family members all over the place. You just haven't met most of them yet. And so God comes and he says, I can do more than you can ask and imagine in your life. This morning, it's Mother's Day. Mums, as you go from this place, know that you can rely on the strength that God will give you by the Holy Spirit in your inner being, so that you can do all that it takes to be a mum. That you can love with the kind of love that's going to grow in you, because Jesus is going to be growing in you, the love and the life of God in you, so that you can fulfill all the things that God has prepared for you to do. Maybe you've had such a bad experience of family that you just don't know what to think of that. Well, God's saying, well, you're my child in my family, and I'm going to fill you, and I'm going to show you how to be an example of what my family looks like. So when someone does something evil towards you or has done, you don't have to reciprocate in the same way and lash out to that person. You can actually say, no, that's not who I am. This apple has not fallen far from that tree. that my Father is with me, and I will love the way he loves. I will forgive the way he forgives. I will serve the way Jesus served. I will stand firm in the strength that God gives me to do what he calls me to do. So this morning, I have to say to you, there's no excuse to be downcast. Because God said he will do it. All that he asks from you this morning, all that he asks from me is by faith to open our hearts and to say, Lord, I come to you. I give myself to you. I devote my life to you. I surrender my life to you. Come into my life. I need you. And then he says, no, think about it. Of course not. He says, I promise you, I will do it. In fact, you only need to open the door that much and he'll be in there. And then tomorrow when you're facing drama and the next day and something seems to be going wrong, you just stop for a moment and think, Lord, but you're with me. So whatever this is can't really overtake me, surely. Whatever's going on here, Lord, you can show me and you can lead me so that I can be a display of your glory. I can be this person who I can't ask or imagine what I need right now, but I can trust you to give me all that I need for your glory to be seen through my life. So this morning, as we come to this, your identity is found in him. Your strength doesn't come from yourself, it comes from him. And your life of devotion is not through your religious hard work, it's through your trust and faith in Jesus who will do it in you. God's far more devoted to us than we are to him. He loves us much more than our mums can. And he asks us to allow him to fill us to the fullness of Christ so that we can actually be who he really made us to be.